stupid. Oh, Christmas Day does. Now, before I play you out, the very first guest, the intro today, what we're going to do, we're going to have another little Christmas cracker. Here we go. Ready? So, I'm going to count down to three. Hold your arm out and we're going to crack it. Ready? Still not nailed enough, but we get there in the end. Right, you ready for this one? Now, where? Oh, no. What was the snowman doing in the vegetable patch? Well, what do you think he was doing? He was picking his nose. Now, here's Greg Lake. I believe in Father Christmas. Yes, first guest the intro, and we'll be back with a classic from the 80s.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. The peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. Eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him in his disguise. Pain and sadness, lead your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, no, no, be heaven on earth. The Christmas we get, we deserve.
Christmas with Phoenix FM.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Everyone
welcome back to Drive Christmas Special just for you. And you can't have Christmas Day without Shaking Stevens. Oh, no, no, you can't do that. It's actually a fence in our household, to be fair. So, listen, we have got loads coming up for you today. If you just joined us, yep, it's Joe Bailey. I'm here on Drive, my usual time between 3 and 6 p.m. Weekday. So, thank you for joining us again today. And I thought it would be nice to hear from some of the other presenters as well throughout the Phoenix FM family. So let's hear from Paul.
Hello, this is Paul Golder. You can hear me on Friday evenings 8 till 10 playing Indian alternative music on Resurrection. Been asked to choose my favourite Christmas song, food and film. Well, I don't really have a favourite Christmas film because I have trouble sitting still for more than a couple of hours, but every Christmas I will be wheeling out Father Ted's Christmas special to watch. Always a bit of a ritual in our house. Favourite Christmas food, probably chicken balti. And no, I'm not being deliberately awkward. I just can't stand turkey. So right now, I'm not at home, sat around a big table with a meal that took us all 12 hours to cook. I'm actually with my family in an Indian restaurant in Benfleet having a curry, which is something we've done most Christmases over the last few years. Definitely recommended. Now for a favourite Christmas song, I have to admit, I think all the traditional ones have been played over and over too many times. And I do have a bit of a love for independent and alternative music, so I'm going to go with this one. Released in Christmas 2018, it's from German indie duo Gurr, and it features the unmistakable talents of Eddie Argos, lead singer of Artbrew, on guest vocals. And this song is simply called Christmas Holiday. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Featuring Eddie Argos and Christmas Holiday. Cheers, Paul, for that. So, and if you're into all indie music, a little bit like I am as well, 8 p.m. on a Friday, the Resurrection Show with Paul Golder. Now, something a little bit more traditional. Well, let's go with David Essex and A Winter's Tale here on Phoenix FM.
Listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM. the door. And anyway, the snow has covered all your footsteps, and I can follow you no more. The fire still burns at night. My memories are warm and clear. But everybody knows it's hard to be alone at this time of year. It was only a winter's day, just another winter's day. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? A love that can never be. Oh, it meant a lot to you and me. On a worldwide scale, we're just another winter's tale. Ringing far away. I wonder if you hear. I wonder if you're listening. I wonder where you are today. Good luck, I wish you well. For all that wishes may be worth, I hope that love and strength for the length of your time on earth. It was only a winter's day, just another winter's day. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? It's a love that can never be. A lot to you and me. On a worldwide scale, we're just another winter's tale. It was only a winter's tale, just another winter's tale. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? It's a love that could never be. Though it meant a lot to you and me. On a worldwide scale, we're just another winter's tale.
Hot air balloon that could go to space.
we're going to be playing a track that was number one for 5 weeks over the Christmas period. But can you remember what the year was? The year might surprise you. It was 1994. Now, should we have a little Christmas message from our Mikey?
Hi, Joe. It's Mikey from Breakfast. My favourite Christmas song is Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. What do they call it? It's the Christmas song. It is called the Christmas song, isn't it? And it's because my dad was a big, big Nat King Cole fan, and it has to be Nat King Cole's version, or I don't want to know. My favourite food is, and this is going to be very unpopular, Brussels. Oh, I love a Brussels. I really love a Brussels. The only problem is, about 2 hours after I've eaten them, you don't want to be caught in a lift with me. And that's as far as I'll go with that. And my favourite film is Miracle on 34th Street. I love watching that. Christmas Eve, fire on, Brussels, Brussels in my hand, eating food, and I love it. I really do it. And this is the thing about Christmas. I just love eating food.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
That's a beautiful one. Nat King Cole and the Christmas song. I'm with Mikey. I do love my Brussels sprouts. That's one of the best things. You can't have a Christmas dinner without Brussels sprouts and cranberry juice. But I like two different sites because I like the smooth and I like the one with the bits in as well. So I do love that. Yes, so Mikey, never get in a lift with me over the Christmas period. And especially with me or Mikey, that would be very dangerous indeed. Now, I'm going to play a couple of tracks back to back. One track actually that's a huge hit this year for Taylor Swift with Hits Different. And we're going to have Kelly Clarkson with Underneath the Christmas Tree. But first off, should we have another Christmas cracker? We ready? I'm going to try and make it louder this time. Hang on, here we go. We ready, Hank? So hold your arm out. Here we go. You ready? See if you can win it this time. I don't know why I ended up sounding like the bloke off of Only Fools and Horses, but yeah. So here it is. Are you ready? Now, what do you do if you're scared of lifts? And remember, especially if me and Mike are in it. Take steps to avoid them. I thank you very much. Love a Christmas card. That was Kelly, Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree. Now, I love a Christmas card, especially the ones with robins on them. But I only found out recently that robins on cards actually started out as a joke. Yes, I know. Oh, hang on. Oh, where'd that come from? Yeah, so they started out as a joke roughly 150 years ago when postmen wore red tunics. And the postmen were actually named after them. So that's why robins started to appear on cards as a joke, because postmen were once known as robins. Who knew? Anyway, listen, shall we hear from our Andy Gardner, see what his favourite Christmas food, song and film is?
This is Andy from Under the Radar. I'll be on at 6 tonight. Merry Christmas to you, Joe, and all the Phoenix FM Drive listeners. As for me, it's got a big turkey with all the trimmings. And if I can get up afterwards, I will be in the studio at 6. As for my favourite movie, as you know, I don't really watch films, Joe, but if I've got to pick one for Christmas, it's going to be one of the real classics, like Holiday on the Buses, A Carry On, or The Likely Lads. Music, it's got to be the Slade classic, hasn't it? And as for this year's Christmas releases, there's a great one by Wildest off his Christmas Party. Merry Christmas all. Oh, and don't forget, what a year. It's been West Ham won a European trophy. More of the same, please, in 24. Happy Christmas all.
Yes, there's our Andy. Yes, and of course he's a West Ham boy, like me. Well, I'm a West Ham girl, but you know what I mean. And Andy will be taking the reins from 6 p.m. tonight as well. Right, cheers for that, Andy. Looking forward to your show. But we still have over another hour and a half left together. So here we go. Fancy a bit of Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 with Frosty the Snowman. Come on then.
FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Shall we have another cracker? Yeah, see if we can get it right this time. Right, hang on a minute, here we go. Well, I'm going to count down to three, and then you're going to pull it as hard as you possibly can. You ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, that had a better bang, didn't it, that one? Right, here we go. You ready for this one? Now, why shouldn't you barbecue on your roof? Well, because the stakes are too high.
Oh my love, we've had our share of tears. Oh, it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas. One night.
Christmas. Yeah, there's a tradition that I didn't know about, and I wish I would have found out before Christmas Day, because according to a tradition that I'd never heard before, you should eat one mince pie on each of the 12 of days of Christmas to bring good luck. So does that mean I've got to eat 12 mince pies? I don't know if I'll be able to do it today. I'll start on it now. Right, I'm going to play now. Guess the intro again, because we're coming up quickly to the second hour. Do you know what it is yet?
Guess the intro.
Say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Double-dum-a-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-d wish I was at home for Christmas. Bang, that's another bomb on another town. While there's R and Jim FT, if I get home, lift up, tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I'll stop, I will stop the cavalry.
Stop the cavalry. You know what? I just waffed down two of the mince pies. I'm trying to catch up on the 12 mince pies, and then I only just found out that I've now broken the law, Governor. Yeah, because I can't believe I just said that, but I did. There you go. So I'm taking it back now. But it is actually illegal to eat mince pies on Christmas Day in England. Yeah, in the 17th century, Oliver Cromwell banned Christmas pudding, mince pies, and anything to do with gluttony. And the law's never been rescinded. It wasn't me, Governor, I swear. Anyway, should we have a listen to what Andy's favourite Christmas choices are?
Well, Joe's given me a job here. She's told me to pick my favourite Christmas song, which is pretty difficult. I suppose it's the Christmas song by Nat King Cole, isn't it? The old chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I suppose it's not a bad one. Not really a great Christmas person as in the songs myself, but that's probably the best one I can think of. Christmas movies that I enjoy watching, well, the only one that comes around regularly at Christmas, I guess, is The Great Escape, and I still keep expecting Gordon Jackson not to say thank you when the German wishes him good luck as he goes to get on the coach, but he falls for it every time. But there you go. Food, Joseph, what's your favourite Christmas food? Well, that's a bit difficult. I guess, actually, I like it when you get all the bubble and squeak from the roast dinner, actually, the next day. That's my favourite Christmas dinner, as long as you really cook the bubble and squeak well, so it's gone a bit blackened. I like it that way. But there you go. Hope that makes your Christmas for you.
Oh, cheers, Andy. Do love Andy Gilson. He brings all the chocolate in as well throughout the whole year, every Wednesday, for everyone to enjoy here at the station. But we're going to have a tune now from the 70s. It's a classic. It's not a Christmas song, but
Christmas song. But it is a classic. It's one to get up, move about, and have a dance with. Diana Ross, I'm coming out. Right, now, before I play you out, the Guess the Intro Part 2. I know, we're almost at the end of the second hour. We're going to have another go at a Christmas cracker. Yeah, we're getting it. It's better this time. Hang on, we'll do it again. You ready? On 3, 2, 1. There we go. Right. How does Darth Vader enjoy his Christmas turkey? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you after the Ronettes and Sleigh Ride.
You're listening to Joe Bailey, Phoenix FM.